Marlins looking to snap a 5-game losing skid against the Nationals, but Daniel Murphy and Anthony Rendon have other ideas. Let's pick it up in the second. Rendon facing Adam Conley.
And there's a long one to left. See you later. A home run with a runner in scoring position. That ball is jacked to right. See you later. 3-1, Washington. High in the air to right. And the ballpark trying to hold it. Home run number 53.
He broke the camera.
Wow.
They're doing surgery on it right now. He killed the camera.
Murphy, solid contact. Deep to the gap. He's going to hop over the wall, costing the Nats one run. Tyler Moore gets a hold of one and hits it out to left, and Deaza pulls it back in.
The Nats win 7-2 as their magic number to win the National League East down to 10. Giancarlo Stanton finished the night 1-for-3 and is now 3-for-his-last-28, with all three hits being homers. On Monday night, he slugged his 53rd long ball of the year. Daniel Murphy and Anthony Rendon combined to knock in all 7 of the Nationals' runs and collected 6 of their team's 8 hits. Daniel Murphy and the Nationals continue to set the pace atop the National League East. Murph Dog had 3 hits and 3 RBIs in Monday's win over the Marlins. He then talked to reporters after the game.
Make good decisions. You know, I think it's about attainable goals. No matter whether you feel really, really good in there or really, really poorly, attainable goals, which is getting a good pitch to hit and trying to get a good swing on it. Thought Coley did a great job today. He turns it over to the bullpen that was just spectacular. To keep that offense right there to 2 runs is something special.
For some reason, Anthony Rendon still doesn't seem to be getting a ton of credit around the league for the season that he's had. For those who haven't seen him day in and day out like we have, what would you tell them about the way he's impacted this club?
Well, I think one of the first things, like you said, is day in and day out. He posts every single day. He never says boo about it. He just goes to the post every day. And he's such an all-around player. He's unbelievable on offense. He walks, hits for power, can run the bases, and he's really elite on defense as well, too. And he's been some kind of fun to watch this year.
Here's National skipper Dusty Baker after Monday night's win.
Well, you know, that's kind of been the history since I've been here. You know, he struggles a little bit in the first inning, and then after that he settles down. But luckily, you know, they didn't score too many. And, you know, he had a great command of his fastball, and he had a very good breaking ball and changeup, which, you know, Wieters did a good job of calling for him. And, you know, that's the best game he's pitched, you know, since I've been here. And, you know, the best command that he had. And he was keeping the ball down. And, you know, and our offense came to life tonight, especially Murph and Rendon. You know, they've been there all year, but, you know, they had big nights, you know, big RBI nights, which is a big help for us.
This series continues on Tuesday at Marlins Park with Steven Strasburg on the mound for the Nats against Odrysamir Despaigne for the Marlins.